on, Bears fans. Yerk is sipping Dunkin' Donuts on the river if you're watching on YouTube. Can't go wrong with that. We get that sponsor yet, Yerk?
This is not yet. We're on our way, though. The journey of 1,000 miles begins with one step, Matt.
We got to be at least 15.
We're getting closer.
We're playing a special game with you today, Yerk, on today's edition of the Chicago Bears podcast, where we get to see Eric Ostrowski on the screen
as well.
We're playing Something or Nothing, where he sends us the questions, gives us the questions, and we say whether it is something or nothing. All that more today's Chicago Bears podcast. Hit that like button, subscribe to the page, leave a 5-star review. Y'all know what to do.
Like substance or no substance.
What kind of
something
substance
or nothing. Substance or no substance. Oh, okay. Having substance. Okay. Okay. Being of something.
Okay.
Yeah.
I thought we were talking about something else.
I'm excited.
There was a little,
different
substance going
I've
on.
I've never
there.
Dealt in that.
never been a substance guy.
I've never been to Miami.
Were you ever in Dallas in the 90s with a certain wide receiver?
No, I never was at the White House.
Okay. Never mind.
White lines.
EO, what's going on, man?
What do we got, Eric?
What up? I was worried he was talking about sticky substances. But,
okay.
The sticky icky is legal
right.
now.
That's true.
Oh, we talk about that too.
When he said sticky substances,
I instantly went spider that. Tech.
Yeah. Oh, did you not me?
Not me.
I went to the icky sticky and the sticky icky. I thought all of a sudden Snoop was here hosting the show with us too.
Yeah, I love
the
a good ickiest. Snoop.
Yeah, producing and hosting. Eric Ostrowski does a little bit of everything here.
Yeah,
man wears a lot of hats.
I saw him put up a TV once.
Yeah.
I don't know why he was putting up a TV.
Acquiring cameras and equipment. He does everything around here.
All right. So we're going to play Something or Nothing. I kind of have them in a few different categories. I got Bears specific ones. I got a draft one. And then I got some NFL ones.
Beautiful. I'm ready.
So the first one is newsy. It came from Wednesday night, I believe, LaFleur and Eberflus sitting courtside at a Marquette basketball game, pretty comfy, having some drinks. Something or nothing that rival coaches are hanging out.
That's nothing at this point. It's just the modern world. I would like the world back where coaches actually had like, did you watch Winning Time? Where it was Red versus basically Pat Riley.
Yeah, exactly.
And I would like that time back, but that time's gone. It's gone.
It was Red versus John C. Riley first.
Yes.
All right. And I don't know what John C. Riley, who he was Boss, right? It was Boss,
yes.
The owner. Yep. So it was Red against Boss first. So that's what it was. I'd say it's nothing, only because these guys all get together in Vegas. They take their yearly picture.
Yeah.
The guys don't have a dress code for it. So everybody comes in a certain array of disarray. And they come in, they take their picture. They all commiserate together in Vegas. So I'd say it is nothing.
Have you ever seen a good, you've been a part of some, right? What's the worst rivalry you've been in where it's been very like visceral? Like you're going at the guy on the other side just because of the color of his jersey.
Well, the only one that would even approach that closely would have been Packers-Chicago, in the professional ranks. Jaguars-Houston Oilers/Tennessee Titans would have been another one because both teams were good at the time.
Right.
And when Jacksonville went 14-3, their only three losses were to the Tennessee Titans, and one of those was in the AFC Championship game. So that started to develop, but both teams have got to be good for that to be something.
That's what I was going to say. Like the Packers-Bears were like, I would assume that, but like you were much better than the Bears at that point.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What else you got for us,
Next one. So Adam Schefter was on NFL Live on Wednesday as well, and he discussed on how everyone believed the trade for Justin Fields was going to happen in the combine, and it didn't happen. And then his quote was, there are people within the organization that would like to see him, Justin Fields, stay there too, which is more than a wrench to throw in there. So is there distension at Hallis Hall between this Fields-Caleb Williams system situation? Something or nothing?
Shefty speaks. I say that's something.
I don't know if it's dissension as far as you put a value on your player, Justin Fields, if you're going to move him, and you know what you'd like to be able to get back. Now, you could move off of that a little bit, but how far do you move off?
Yeah.
So, is his trade value highest going into the season, going into the draft, or keeping him and then moving him during the season where there might be a rash of injuries? So, if I'm looking, I'm not going to get the value I thought I was going to be able to get. I might just keep him around, make him, let's go. We got a little competition going on in here. And if Caleb Williams struggles at all, even a little bit,
yeah,
with anything, Fields can go and be my quarterback for and it's the ultimate motivation, feet to the fire.
Yeah,
you perform or you're going to go to the bench and the other guy's going to take over. Even that's what ultimately might happen. But maybe he has 4 or 5 games that makes you think about it, go, wow, look at the way he's playing this year. And then if you want to move him, you move him. Now, that's the 1% possibility chance of that happening. I still think he gets moved before the draft.
Do you believe in the feet to the fire way that a lot of people have kind of gone away from? Because I think more teams now say, we don't want our quarterback to deal with the pressure of another quarterback.
The softer, gentler individual and approach has never been the winning approach. Demands are going to be made upon you, and you've got to be able to answer the demands, period. You've got to be able to go out there, and you've got to be able to perform under the most high-pressure situations. And you try to replicate that in practice. Every once in a while, a guy needs a pat on the back, but let me tell you, he needs a kick in the ass a lot more than he needs the pat on the back.
I'm with you. I would say this is something, but I agree with Yerk. I think it's more because of the compensation falling out, the bottom falling out of the compensation. And the Bears do value Justin Fields. They do think that
how
he's a good quarterback.
How little is too little is what I always say. Yeah. How little is too little? I let all the dust settle. I let everything happen. I keep him. I bring him back to OTAs. I don't have to make a decision on Justin Fields until draft day.
Okay, so we all know the Bears have the most salary cap of anyone in the league.
Now it's the sixth most salary cap. And it was initially the third most money, with Washington having more and somebody else had more too.
Yeah, so that Buffalo kinda just cut half the team.
Yeah.
So that kind of brings me to my point. Like, the Lions are also in top 10 in money. Everyone got more money. So that salary cap number is less attractive than we originally all thought. Is it something or nothing that the Bears gave up draft compensation, a fifth-round pick, for a maybe starting center slash swing guard?
Well, he's a guy that can play all 5 positions.
Yeah.
And if you gave up a fifth-round draft choice and they liked him 2 years ago, I think they'd plan on him being the starter at center. So I think that's what they're going to do. They're going to start this guy at center. So whether that's the right move or wrong move, I have no idea. But I think they brought him in here to be a starter.
I think this is nothing, even in the sense that even if we've got 2 guards that missed a total of 12 games combined last season. Both, I think Tevin ended up missing 6. Nate Davis ended up missing 6, right? Like, that's a lot of games
in
the NFL.
Your left tackle missed.
Your left tackle missed time as well.
3 different centers, if I'm not mistaken.
Ryan Bates is going to be a guy that we probably see on the field quite a bit because, unfortunately, Tevin Jenkins has been a guy who's been oft injured. And Nate Davis, we don't know what he's going
to
be here.
And quite frankly, you don't have enough draft capital to make drafting a top-notch center.
Yeah.
In the second or third round, I don't think you got enough draft capital.
Yeah, it would be tough to address it any other way. Ryan Bates may be the starting center. We know that Poles is willing to do that.
Yep.
Lucas Patrick was a guard.
Lucas Patrick
when he came here, I said Luke Getsy was a guard. He was guarding.
He's in Vegas, baby.
He was guarding Justin Fields' future. I'll tell you that much. Here we go.
All right, so as reported right here on the Chicago Bears podcast by J-Mac.
You talking about that today?
The Bears are clearly dipping their toes in the running back market. J-Mac talked about how there's some interest in Josh Jacobs. There's rumors out there about there's interest in Saquon Barkley. Are these big running backs' names something or nothing?
Well, there's something in the fact that they're names. I'm praying to the Lord that it's nothing when it comes to the Bears. I hope they're just throwing smoke screens out there. You do not need to spend money on a running back in the NFL anymore. Look at what everybody has started to realize. Running backs, unless your name is Barry Sanders, are a dime a dozen. Dime a dozen. You do not need to allocate your funds. The difference makers in the league now are wide receivers and tight ends that can play like wide receivers. The guy that can make that catch in the middle of bodies, go up and get it, that can make the adjustments, that can come down with the key catch when it looks like he's not going to be able to come down with the catch. Not the guy that can run the little piggy. It's the guy that can catch the little piggy. So something and nothing in that same answer.
I would say it's something in a sense that I – unfortunately think the Bears are going to do the opposite of what I agree with Yurko on. I think they're going to look at Caleb Williams, and I think they're going to say, we want to make sure that this guy has another safety blanket on the field, and Josh Jacobs and or Saquon Barkley can be that for him.
Somebody averaged 4.6 yards a carry last year, and somebody else averaged 3.9 yards a carry. One guy was rated higher on PFF than the other guy was rated in PFF. The guy that had 4.6 yards a carry was the guy on your team, Herbert.
Yeah, Khalil Herbert.
The guy that ran for 3.9 and was ranked lower was the guy that played for the New York Football Giants. His name was Saquon Barkley.
Yeah.
What are you doing?
Yeah.
What are you doing? Hello?
And here's
McFly. Hello? What are you doing?
That's a good biff.
Somebody wake people up in Hallis Hall. Hello?
That was a really good biff. I was impressed by that.
Appreciate that.
But no, I think that I agree with you so much on that. And I think the Bears tried this running back by committee approach where you get 10, you get 10, you get 10, you get 10.
Well, what are they doing in Detroit with Jahmyr Gibbs and with the guy that was here, Montgomery.
With David Montgomery.
Right, running back by committee, right?
Yeah, but that's two. We were trying to split it between three so that nobody's feelings get hurt. And I think that that's the problem we had last year when it came to consistent run game. J-Mac talked about you don't get a good enough lather when you're running the football. If I get eight carries and you get eight carries, and yes, at the end of the day, we ran for 26 carries, but it's between three people. So I think just get it down to two guys. You got Roschon Johnson. You got Khalil Herbert. Run the football with them. They can play.
Do you remember the original three-pack at the running back position?
The original three-pack?
The Houston Oilers.
So you went before me. I was going to say the Giants when they won the Super Bowl.
Yeah, no. And I know who they had. They had the kid from Southern Illinois there, too. Mm-hmm. The big fella. The big beefy fella. No, it was Tico Duckett. The original Duckett.
The original Duckett. Yeah,
Mike Rozier out of Nebraska.
That's a name I know. Okay.
And I think it was, if I'm not mistaken, Alonzo Highsmith. I might be wrong on the third name, but they had a three-pack of running backs that were like, sweet Evans. What do you know? It wasn't. It was Alan Pinkett.
Alan Pinkett.
From Notre Dame, I think it was. They had three stud running backs on the – what are you doing? And then you're allocating assets for each one of those three, like you're starting running backs. They go, what are you doing?
They were paying all of them. They were paying all of them. Well, wait a minute. I mean,
what do you do? You can't do that.
That's
so
different.
That was
that's
a little bit silly. There. That was a little bit silly.
I don't like it. What you got
to
you?
All right, so we go from running backs to wide receivers.
That's a better conversation.
T. Higgins, Michael Pittman Jr. both tagged.
Yeah.
Mike Evans signed.
Mm-hmm.
That free agency wide receiver market has gotten smaller. Is that something or nothing for a wide receiver next to DJ Moore?
I think it's something.
It's something.
But there's still good wide receivers out there. I think you wanted to draft wide receiver in the draft address wide receiver in the draft anyway. And if you can sign a Calvin Ridley to be your third option on a team, you feel like you've got something with DJ Moore there. Maybe a Malik Nabers who's being rumored to drop to 9, or a Roma Dunze maybe if he drops that far being your number 2, and Calvin Ridley being 3. That's a good start.
Yeah, I think there's a better chance of getting somebody in the draft, which makes it imperative for the Bears to get that defensive lineman they need opposite of Montez Sweat, be it Danielle Hunter, be it Wilkins from Miami, be it Chris Jones, be it whoever.
A Wilkins interior.
Yeah, well, I don't mind that.
Yeah.
I don't mind that.
I love it.
I don't mind that because then you can go deep pass rusher at the 9th position.
Right.
You could trade down.
You can even trade down.
Yeah. Get a little bit more draft equity, and you can get one of the other guys that you've taken a look at and you think that are going to be pretty darn good coming off the corner from the collegiate ranks. But you need one of two.
Yeah.
You either need a defensive end or you need one of the two defensive tackles. That's it. That's what you need.
Are you concerned that bringing in a guy like Wilkins, who I would love, even if he doesn't give the sack numbers, I know he's going to push the pocket.
Be conserved how dominant this defense could be?
Well, 100%. But stunts the growth of your second round pick.
Doesn't
last
make
year
a difference.
Javon Dexter.
These kids are now in the fire. You got to find a way to survive.
Yeah.
That's it. You have to become better. Dexter has to become better. I saw him getting better during the year. Full off season with the Bears. Weight room with the Bears. OTAs with the Bears.
Yeah.
More confidence. I told you he needs to look at a ton of Santana Dotson film. Get a ton of it.
You know you had Let's me watching Santana Dotson film because I was like, he keeps saying this. I got to
see how good he was.
He does. He was
Tampa
so
Bay,
good.
Unbelievable. Santana Dotson. If he can become Santana Dotson, boom. Whoever I put opposite of him, you're going to have a front four that's going to be formidable.
Yeah.
Wilkins plays the run.
Yeah.
Remarkably well.
Dominant.
His sack numbers, he had 9 last year,
sacks, yeah.
But his sack numbers don't relate to Chris Jones, but he's 2 years younger.
Right.
So I think you get two more years of wonderful production out of him. He's the big kid out of Clemson. Miami can't afford to keep him. The Chicago Bears victory.
Would you put him in at nose or three tech?
Three technique.
Three tech. So yeah. Would you maybe move Dexter to nose and maybe have Bill?
I think
come
they play
bench?
An even front more than we even realize.
Yeah.
You know, Billingsley, our little guy,
big
number
Bill.
97.
Oh, yeah, Big Bill.
He'd be your nose, you know, in the run situations. They only play the run, regular defense, maybe 34% of the time.
Yeah.
And then you got your pass rushers coming in. There's a rotation no matter what's happening on your defensive front. So I'm not worried so much how you're going to have four guys that are going to play in the interior and four guys that are going to get a lot of plays. Figure out who your four best are. Let's get them out there and let's get them happening.
Let's do it.
Yeah.
I like it.
Yo.
All right, our next question is our Road to the Draft question brought to you by Toyota.
Toyota. Road to the Draft. Let's go places, baby.
Let's go places. So it's actually kind of perfect transition for what you guys were talking about. I've seen a couple mock drafts recently this week where they have Alabama pass rusher Dallas Turner going to the Bears at 9. So with a shrinking wide receiver market, they don't get a wide receiver at 9.
Yeah.
Is that something or nothing?
Well, here's your dilemmas, too. So I see your mock drafts. Your three quarterbacks get taken.
Right.
Your three receivers get taken.
You go on a receiver run.
Well, there's a receiver run.
There's a
receiver run. There's 3 and 3. This is what I've watched. 3 and 3, right?
Yep.
When do your tackles start getting taken?
Right after.
Joe Alt, right?
Yeah, right after.
So you got Alt at 7. Maybe
Olufoshanu.
Fashanu. Maybe somebody else. I don't know who your top corner is. Maybe your first pass rusher.
Kool-Aid McKinstry.
Yeah.
That's a real name. He's in the draft.
Kool-Aid's in there.
Kool-Aid McKinstry in the draft.
Yeah. Hey, Kool-Aid. You burst onto the scene.
Oh, yeah. He's got to get a sponsorship. Come on.
You know he will. So there's 1,000 ways that can happen.
Right.
But then it depends on who do you like?
Yeah.
Who do you like? Which guy do you think projects to be the best then?
And at 9, it's still
and
best
you could
talent
get
available.
You're either going to get a receiver at 9 or you're going to get a pass rusher at 9.
Yeah.
I don't think they're going to go tackle at 9.
No. I think they like Braxton Jones more than all of us do. I really do. I believe that they think Braxton Jones can stand in there and be a good left tackle in the NFL.
Can I ask you one thing? Can we get him in the weight room and have him do some squats?
The legs.
Yeah.
The legs.
Get down there. Get up and down. Get in the well. Come out of the well and develop an ass and get some lead down there. Get some lead low.
Look at how the OnlyFans models do it there, Zach. Braxton.
They go in and take what they used to put up here and they put it in there now.
Well, yeah.
I don't understand it. Why would you want to be able to sit on a plastic butt all day? Doesn't make any sense.
I set us up for that one. Yeah,
doesn't make any sense.
I never thought about the discomfort level of butt implants.
Yeah, try to sit on those all day.
It's like sitting on the pillow pad that you used to buy for like the stadiums. I would like to see Braxton beef up a little bit in the lower area.
Yeah, in the legs, man.
And definitely in
Give
the
me
legs.
Some sticks, some strength.
And he's...
He looks like Gabe Kareemi below the waist.
Oh, he's not that bad.
Talking about the legs.
He's not that bad. Kareemi was horrible. Kareemi had legs like EO.
I sat next to Kareemi at training camp one time, and he walked away. I told Carmen, I go, there's no way in the world. Not with them legs.
No way in the world.
Toothpicks.
Dang, he had injury issues in the NFL too, didn't he?
He was beat up. He had injury issues in college too.
Yeah. That's a big
Mike Tice. Remember Mike Tice? I know him. I know the family. Oh, great.
Cousins. Know the cousins.
Between Chris Williams and Gabe Kareemi, two gigantic whiffs.
But we get guys that can jump out of swimming pools every now and then there, Yurt. Every now and then. I would say this is that would be something. That would be if you can get Dallas Turner, I would think at 9, he's even with the receivers on the board, he's probably the best talent in the draft.
Like I said, you get one of two, though. You're going to get the defensive end via free agency.
Right.
Or you're going to get the defensive tackle. I think you get the defensive tackle because – there's pass rushers in the draft.
Right.
The defensive tackle position is a little bit dry this year.
Yeah.
Not a lot of quality guys that you look at and say, ooh, this guy can't miss the way he had it with the youngster out of Georgia last year.
Oh, yes.
I don't think that player exists. I think you're going to get solid pros. You know, your first 2-3 defensive tackles will be solid pros.
Yeah.
I don't know if anybody's going to wow you.
Is there a Kalijah Kancey in this draft at all?
No. No Jalen Carter, no Kalijah Kancey. Hey, Kalijah's got to play the run a little bit better.
A little bit,
and
yeah.
He was injured early last year. He only had 4 sacks. Yeah. But Kalijah's got to play the run a little bit better. You got to be cognizant of the fact that they might run the ball.
That they might. Might run it. There's a chance.
Because Tampa's defensive stats against the rush were not that good.
Yeah, not at all. That was our Toyota Road to the Draft question of the day. Let's keep it going, man. Yo, what else you got?
All right, last Bears theme, something or nothing. The stadium saga continues on. Ooh. Another footnote, another news note comes out. Now this one's interesting. They're saying the Bears and the White Sox may join together.
That way it's just one tax and not two separate taxes. You see how this works?
Maybe they can put it back here, somewhere in here. Somewhere right on the
river. No, it's further south.
Oh, okay, never mind. Don't worry about it.
Further south, block 78.
I'd say that's something. I'm not mad at that. I'm in on that.
I think it's something, but it's not something until somebody puts a shovel in the ground.
Yeah.
So
it may not even be a thing. Right. We got shovels in the ground in Arlington right now.
They ain't no shovels in the ground. They just tore structure down. I don't think they've dug. You got to dig down to build up.
Yeah.
What they've done is they've torn something down, and that's it.
We're just at grade right now.
Vacant. Yeah, empty. Until you start digging down, there's no building up. So I would say it's something, but it's not something until something happens with a shovel in the ground.
Yeah, I would agree with that. But as far as the concept, I wouldn't be mad at that. There's something about, have you been to a Miller Park on one of those 90-degree days? And you walk in and it's...
Up in Milwaukee?
Yeah, up in Milwaukee. And you walk in and it's like 85 in there. And you go, oh, this is a little cooler than it was outside. Like, baseball's fun outside, but like, it's also very fun inside in air conditioning.
Miller Park one time and one time only. Inside.
Yeah.
I've been to Milwaukee 1,000 times, but only inside Miller Park one time for a baseball game. And I enjoyed it. It was a fun little time.
It's a great stadium.
Yeah.
I love the stadium up in Miller Park, man. But
I had more stops at Pottawatomie Bingo.
Oh, hey now.
The casino up there.
How much money do you make out of there?
Not enough. And I saw Gilbert Gottfried there performing for a buddy's 50th birthday.
Dr. Huxtable. That's all I think of when I think
of him. He was fantastic.
Him and Iago. Oh, he goes hard, too.
He was funny.
Yeah.
He was funny, and not everybody got him. But I think me and my buddy Gino Salamone, he's the guy that was celebrating his birthday. The two of us were dying laughing. We may have been the only two dying laughing in the room. He also played the parrot. Which one? The Lion King?
Iago in Aladdin.
Yeah. In Aladdin. He played Iago.
Yeah. Yeah, I love a good Iago.
Yeah, good Iago right
What's
there.
What's going on?
And in the adventures in the Adventures of Ford Fairlane, he played a lawyer. You don't remember that? Adventures of Ford Lane.
I don't remember that one.
Yeah, with the comedian Andrew Dice Clay.
Yeah. I don't remember that.
Great movie.
Yeah, I gotta check that one out.
I'm telling you, you'll enjoy it.
All right, a couple quick NFL something or nothing quarterback based. It's being widely reported that Kirk Cousins' tenure with the Vikings is over. And the main team that is being reported that has the most interest is the Falcons. Something or nothing.
Something.
Yeah, that's definitely something.
That's something,
Because of Chicago, because of the situation we got here.
That's the domino.
Because that was the team.
That's the domino that has to fall. Where does he go? Where does Russell Wilson go?
Yeah.
Where do those guys go? Them are the dominoes that have to fall.
Those are the biggest ones. Yeah. I think that's what's driven the value so far down.
Right, exactly. That,
like, when you look up, and I get it, like, I love Justin. I think that Justin could go in there and he could be dominant with that team. But you want something that's a little bit more proven, especially when you're a new head coach and you know you're not going to have a ton of play time here.
Do you have a feeling that Minnesota is in a position where they're retooling?
Minnesota,
it feels like they're going to say goodbye to Danielle Hunter.
Yeah.
They said
trying
goodbye
to keep Justin Jefferson.
They said goodbye to Dalvin Cook.
Yes.
Justin Jefferson's not going to accept a contract that only has 1 year worth of guaranteed money.
Right.
He's like, the hell with you guys, I'll go elsewhere. This doesn't make any sense for me here. Yeah,
it doesn't.
Right. So it almost feels like there's a retool happening up there.
Yeah.
Dobbs is not the guy at quarterback position.
No. No.
So it almost feels like
he's
there's
got,
a re. If they let Cousins go, They're retooling up in Minnesota with the Vikings.
What's their aversion to just doing the full rebuild? I feel like they've been putting this off for 3 years, and it's like if you had done it already, you might be coming out of it.
Well, I mean, 2 years ago, they were competitive as hell, and they were in the playoffs. They won 13.
Then they lose in the first round?
They did, but they went 13-4.
Yes, they did.
So last year, what was the decision? If you're going to blow it up,
last year was the year to do it.
Last year.
Yeah.
But
the contracts, Kirk was hurt pre-trade deadline, right?
Yeah, the contracts didn't coincide. No, they were trying to get him to New York Jets, remember?
Yes.
Kirk Cousins to the Jets, and they talked about it, but they never pulled the trigger on it.
I think you would have been farther ahead in your retool process if you hadn't have done that. What else you got for us, Ian?
Last and final something or nothing. We're going to stay in New York, going to the other team. The Giants are supposed to be completely out on Johnny Dimes. What do you guys think? Something or nothing? They just paid him.
Johnny who?
I messed up this.
Danny name. Dimes.
Danny Dimes.
Danny Dimes.
Oh, Daniel quarterback.
Daniel Jones.
I'm like, Johnny.
No surprise there. They should have been out on him before they paid him the $40 million. I don't care if he made a playoff game. I don't care if he won me a playoff game. He didn't win you a playoff game.
You've got to be able to identify yes or no.
Yeah.
Cleveland at least identified yes or no on Baker Mayfield. And at the end of the year, when it's all said and done, they're going to be proven to be right.
And they were in the same spot.
And making the decision to do what they did with Deshaun Watson was something they wanted to do and guarantee the whole contract. And they put themselves in another little bit of a trick bag. So that's their problem. That's not Chicago's problem. So too bad for Cleveland. I don't really care. What about our guy, the Italian Stallion?
A little Tommy DeVito.
Tommy DeVito was taking over. What's going on?
Tommy DeVito's not very good either.
Yeah.
That's the tough part about Tommy DeVito.
At least they can get out of Daniel Jones' contract next year.
Well, they said,
after this year, they can get out of the contract.
They set the contract up.
They knew what they were doing.
What was the idea to keep him? I remember hearing people yell on the radio, like, you can't get rid of a quarterback that wins a playoff game. And I was like, who the heck told you that? Like, yes, he won a playoff game, but let's not pretend like Danny Dimes was the reason that the Giants were flying through the playoffs here.
Did they play Philadelphia then after that and just got totally demolished?
Yes, I believe that was the year Philly went to the Super Bowl. And I forget who they played week one. Week one was an upset. Was that Packers? That Packers week one that they end up beating, it was definitely an upset game.
I can't remember.
That was definitely an upset game.
That was a long time ago.
2 years.
Yeah,
it's crazy. I can remember stuff from 2005 vividly.
I don't know if it was
two years ago.
I don't know if it was something or nothing. But Danny Dimes,
that's nothing. Yeah, that's nothing. Yeah. Whether it's something or nothing, it's nothing.
He is nothing. And Tommy DeVito even worse. And then his agent that got inducted into the Italian Hall of Fame here in Chicago. Guy made the news 7 days later. He's getting put in the Italian Sports Hall of Fame here.
We gotta do better.
Somewhere Tommy Lasorda is rolling over in his grave.
The agent was great, bro. It's the black hat, black jacket on the sidelines.
He's got an,
is he an agent or is he collecting debts? What's going on?
He's got an appearance at like a pizza joint out in New York, and the agent says, we gotta change the parameters. And then the guy goes public with it and he ends up doing it for free. To take away from the bad press. I'd have turned to my agent and said, you're fired.
I don't know if that... No, he couldn't have been an agent, Yerk. He had to be his cousin. Yeah. He had to be his cousin. Black hat, black tie, black shirt. Somehow he's on the sidelines with a cell phone.
The guy on the field's doing the work, and the guy over there is getting inducted in the Sports Hall of Fame. It doesn't make any sense.
Oh, that's about it for us this week, guys. Appreciate you guys for tuning in to another week of the Chicago Bears podcast. Hit that like button, subscribe to the page, leave that 5-star review. Y'all know what to do. And Duncan, call us. What's going on, man? Missing the calls here? What's happening?
We're running on Duncan.
Listen, do you see what kind of office we got here?
We got
prime real estate. Pay no attention to the fact that stuff behind us is moving three times the speed that we are.
That's right.
Pay no attention.
It's the same two boats that keep doing loops.
Y'all stay safe out there, Chicago Bears.
Three boats.
We got four. We got four now.
Another one coming up the river.